This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The Israeli army says it's carrying out strikes on military targets in Iran. It comes as the world is grappling with the enormous implications after the United States inserted itself into a war between those two countries. CBS's Chanel Call on the stepped-up concerns.
The Department of Homeland Security is now warning cyber attacks are likely and attacks by violent extremists are possible.
The fear is real. The concerns are real.
Mark Traeger with the Jewish Community Relations Council of New York says requests for extra security resources are pouring in.
My message to folks in our community is, you know, be vigilant.
At the White House, CBS's Willie James Inman hears from Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Dan Kane and Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
The Trump administration spent the day defending the president's strikes on Iran.
We're not at war with Iran. We're at war with Iran's nuclear program.
The administration still leaving the door open for diplomacy, but saying the strikes were necessary.
This wasn't a regime change move. This was designed to degrade and or destroy three nuclear sites related to their nuclear weaponization. What happens next will now depend on what Iran chooses to do next.
CBS's Deborah Pata is in Tel Aviv hearing concerns on the streets of Israel.
Israel pounded Iran again today, and amongst Israelis, there is both elation and fear over what comes next.
Averting a potential mass shooting in Wayne, Michigan, west of Detroit.
Please, everybody come to the back. Come to the back. They gotta come.
A church service was being live-streamed when a gunman began shooting outside. Police say parishioners spotted the man driving recklessly this morning and then saw him exit his vehicle armed and wearing a tactical vest. A parishioner struck the suspect with his vehicle. One person was injured. More than 150 million Americans are under the highest level extreme heat alerts. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak with some numbers.
Extreme heat warning means it's here. Take action. And many major cities are in that realm, which means you need to stay inside and stay hydrated. Baltimore, over 110 the next couple of days. New York City, 105. These are feels like temperatures.
Starting right now, Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Reporter Erica Herskowitz.
It'll be winner take all when the Thunder host the Pacers in Oklahoma City tonight with the best of seven NBA Finals, even at three games apiece. Indiana, of course, forcing the decisive game with a convincing 17-point victory back on Thursday night. And now the series shifts to OKC for the first Game 7 of an NBA Finals since 2016.
Kristen Chenoweth is set to perform the national anthem. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. We've got a heat advisory that continues into your Monday. For tonight, mostly clear, breezy, lows in the mid-70s only. Highs in the mid to upper 80s on your Monday. Some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy and 78.
It's 89 at our studios.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to WFHR's Unlabeled. Let's take a listen down memory lane like your 90s mixtape is playing in your headphones. Time for Tape 26. Man, Tape 26, that is radical. This one will feature Green Day, King's X, Soundgarden, Nirvana. We begin going back to August of 99 with Red Hot Chili Peppers taking us around the world on WFHR's Unlabeled. Big intro here, turn it up.
Rubber bananas stop it, cause I'm in my prime.
from 1999's album Faith, Hope, and Love, King's X with It's Love. On the way, we're hanging out with Soup Dragon, Soundgarden, and Nirvana. Now a request coming from inside the house. The call's coming from inside the house. Well, it's Seth. Seth, who you can hear with Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8, wanted to hear some DJ Shadow. Here's Building Steam with a Grain of Salt on WFHR's Unlabeled.
Producing.
From listening to records, I just knew what to do. I mainly taught myself. And, you know, I did pretty well, except there were a few mistakes that I made that I have just recently cleared up. I'd like to just continue to be able to express myself as best as I can in history. And I feel like I have a lot of work to do still. You know, I'm a student of the drums. And I'm also a teacher of the drums, too. Continue to let what is inside of me, which comes from all the music that I hear, you know, I'd like for that to come out. And it's like, it's not really me that's coming. The music's coming through me. The music's coming through. The music's coming through. The music's coming through.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Fell asleep amid the flowers for a couple of hours on a beautiful day. Daydream, I dream of you amid the flowers for a couple of hours. Such a beautiful day. The flowers for a couple of hours on a beautiful day. Daydream, I dream of you amid the flowers for a couple of hours. Such a beautiful day.
Do you want the man to say? These are the words me hear from my granddaddy. Come, these are the words me hear from my granddaddy. He said nothing in this world like when a man know him free. Free from the lock, I'm say free from the key. Free like a butterfly, free like a bee. These are the words me hear from my granddaddy. Said it's nice to be free, nice to be free. Free from the lock, I'm say free from the key. Don't be afraid of your freedom.
Cause I'm free. Getting our groove on. Oh, come on, I had to say it. That was The Farm with Groovy Train. On the way, we still got Nirvana and Foo Fighters back-to-back. Right now, my man Chris wanted to take us back to February of 94 with Soundgarden and Spoon Man on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR's Unlabeled.
Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News brief. President Trump is calling into question the future of Iran's ruling theocracy after a surprise attack on three of the country's nuclear sites. But CBS's Sam Vinograd on the concern on U.S. soil.
Iran does have operatives here in the United States, and Iran also has the ability to inspire attacks.
The U.S. State Department issues a worldwide caution for Americans, saying the conflict in the Middle East could put those traveling or living abroad at an increased security risk. And says CBS's Holly Williams.
Some staff at the U.S. Embassy here in Iraq have been told to leave out of an abundance of caution, according to the State Department.
A Michigan police chief says church staff fatally shot a man armed with a handgun and a long gun, averting a potential mass shooting at a church west of Detroit. Wayne Police Chief Ryan Strong.
We are grateful for the heroic actions of the church's staff members, who undoubtedly saved many lives and prevented a large-scale mass shooting.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. We've got a heat advisory that continues into your Monday. For tonight, mostly clear, breezy, lows in the mid-70s only, highs in the mid to upper 80s on your Monday, some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy and 78.
Right now, it's 87.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Alarm is going off and there's a scene.
I'm so happy, 'cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Book on ears, Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God. Yeah! I'm to blame for all I've heard, and I'm not sure. I'm so excited, I can't wait to meet you there. And I don't care, I'm so horny, that's okay, my will is good.
From the legendary album Nevermind, Nirvana with Lithium. Got room on the tape for one more track? Thanks for joining us, everyone. Get me your requests. Anything released in the 90s, we'll play it. Email me, DM us on Facebook, Smoke Signals, Morse code. Just get us your requests. We want to play the music you want to hear. Got it in my head and had to go with these bands back to back. From Nirvana to Foo Fighters with This Is a Call. Be good to each other and we'll meet you here for the next tape of Unlabeled on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Yeah.
work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us now.
3 in 4 people have no idea that the hospital I work at in northern Minnesota will likely close if this big, beautiful bill passes, as will the hospital in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So it is incumbent upon us to have these conversations with each other, not in a hostile way, but in a genuine way about our values and the things that we deeply care about.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Across the country, Americans are expressing a mixture of support, apprehension, and possibly confusion over President Trump's decision to bomb nuclear sites in Iran this weekend. Administration officials say the strikes give Iran the chance to return to negotiations over its nuclear program. As for possible threats here, CBS's Chanel Call from New York.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says there are currently no credible specific threats against the homeland, but experts that we've been hearing from say information sharing between local and state law enforcement and government officials will be critical in the days ahead.
At Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri. The B-2 bombers that participated in the strikes came back home today. Our Ian Lee is at the base.
This is the base that they would take off from. They would carry out their operations from. They can go to other bases and operate out of